Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perka Ba'az, the 14th and final chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Mais, and the Laws of Taif, and the Sefer Zeruah. Where in this Perka, the Rambam discusses regarding when there's concerns when the produce is bought from a few different places, and how do we resolve its status. As the Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding when someone purchases produce and vegetables that are in doubt regarding its status. Halakeich Menasitin, someone purchases from a wholesaler, which, since he's selling with large quantities, he's actually permitted to sell Zemai, and it's the consumer who has to go ahead and fix it, as we said in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Beis. So if someone purchases from this wholesaler, and then again the second time he buys from the wholesaler, lo ya'asra mizel zeh. So he has the obligation, like we said, we treat it as Zemai, he has to separate the tithes, but he's not allowed to take from one of those purchases as Meiser on the other one. Even though it's the same species, even though they're in the same box. And Alpha Pisha Makar is a Chavis, even though he recognized the barrel Shahi, that's the same. Why not? Because the wholesaler purchases from many different individuals and he sells it. And Vishema Lokar Zeshemachatchila, maybe the first one that the wholesaler had bought that he sold to this guy first, Me'ama Urt Sheperes of Demai, was from an ignoramus that his produce was Demai. But the one that he bought from the last time, was from a Talmudic scholar who he does tithe his produce. Now, Kfar Bi'an already explained in Perak of Halachavav and Perak Kif Mechel Shemes Halachiz Beis, Sheima Astrum and Achayav Alapatr, you can't take tithe from something that's obligated and something that's exempt. Vulam and Apatr Lachayav, not something that's exempt, that's on something that would be obligated. And here, since one of them might be Chayiv because it's Demai, the other one might be Patr because it's from a Chavar, you can't take tithe from one on the other. But Vimom Hasit, and if the wholesaler says, Mishal Echadin, both these purchases are from the same person that he bought from, so then Neman, he's trusted, and therefore you could take from one on the other. Halacha Beis. Ha'yimecher kishrus ayarek. If let's say he was selling hops or vegetables, v'heim, and they, in other words, the wholesaler that he was buying from them with the intention of selling, mevin b'tzeven l'fan, those individuals who are bringing it to the wholesale, they would bring it and they pile up in front of him. Halakechem, and whoever purchased from him, ma'aser mikol kishrus v'kishrus. Let's take tithes from each and every hops, and from every bundle, tomorrow from every single date. And the reason for that is because since he sees many different individuals being in front of him, you obviously have to concern for all the produce that's mixed up from all the different ones, and therefore you have to take from each one individually because of the concern that this one might be chayiv and this one might be patur. Halacha Gimel. Someone's purchasing not from a wholesale, not from a retailer, from a person, an individual person. From a second time, he could tie from one purchase on the other one. Even from two different boxes, even in two different cities. In other words, that is, every time he bought from him in a different city. So you definitely would be possibly think to be concerned that maybe it's from other produce, that maybe one's chayv, one's patur. No. And the reason is, because we presume by a regular homeowner, an individual, that he only sells his own stuff. And since his own stuff, it has the same status, and therefore you could do from one on the other. A homeowner that he was selling his vegetables in the marketplace. So if it's at a time when they bring in from his own gardens, again, then you can take one tithe from them all, one for them all. But at a time when they bring in from other gardens, then if they purchase from him, they buy from him a second time, again, you cannot take tithe from one on the other, again, because he doesn't only sell his own stuff, he sells from other gardens too. Loch HaDeram continues regarding if someone purchases loaves of bread, that there's a state of doubt on it. Halakeach pas min anachma, if someone purchases bread from a baker, lo yaser min anachma, he can't take meiser from the warm breads, meaning that was baked today, ala tenenz on the cold bread that was baked yesterday, even though they're in the same mold. Because I say, chitim shel emesh hoyim shel echad. The wheat from yesterday, the cold ones, was from one person. Meshalim shel echad, today is from a different person. And maybe one of them was tithe and another one wasn't. And again, there would be a problem of patr al-chiv, chiv al-patr. Therefore, each one has to be separately tithe. Halacha vav, halakech min al-palter. Someone purchases from a palter. The individual, the middleman who buys from the baker to sell to other people, he's called the palter. So if someone purchases from that middleman, although that there's many molds, ma'asim echad al kol, you can take one tithe on all of them that you're buying from him. The reason for that is sha'nachtim shemoichu la'manpol, because the baker that sold to the manpol, or other gears say the gears should be to the palter, Meaning this paltry is buying from one baker. But the baker makes it in many different molds. So the fact that it's different molds doesn't mean it's different people. Now, but if someone purchases from the manpom, who he also sells bread like the palter, but just he buys from many bakers and he's a distributor, oh, then ma'asim be called tefus tefus. Then you have to take a separate type from every single type of mold. Again, not from every single loaf that has the same mold, because the same mold, we're not concerned that it's from two different people, but from different molds. Because the manpol, he, the distributor, he does buy from many from more than one baker, and therefore, if it's a different mold, you would have to take a separate ma'aser. L'chazayin. Let's say you have a case of tisha manpolin. You have nine distributors. Shalakhu masar nachtam, that they purchased from 10 bakers. So hoyil ve'echem hem lakim mishlam. Since at least one of these distributors, you know that he bought from at least two bakers, because there's 10 bakers with nine distributors. Obviously, at least one of the individuals, maybe more, maybe less, but at least one of them had to have bought from two bakers. So so anyone who purchases from one of these nine distributors, you have to go out and separate type from every single type of mold of form of that bread. In other words, even though the majority of them likely bought from one baker, we're not going to go after the lowest majority, because since you're buying from them, they're stationary. And kol kavu kemechza mechza, whatever stationary, you go as if it's 50-50. And if you have to be suspect for that. Loch HaChesram continues regarding what happens if a person purchases from individuals, specific individuals. Halekech min ha'ani. Someone purchases from a pauper who is a Talmud Chacham, or v'chein ha'ani sotuv, the pauper that's a chaver, shenosn leprusis pas. He gave him pieces of bread, or pilchei dvelo, or slices of from a cake of dried figs, which obviously we're talking about that he got from tzedaka, not from matzanim, because the matzanim is exempt from ma'aser. So halacha is ma'aser b'kol achas v'achas. He has to, the person who got this from the pauper, has to take ma'aser from every single slice. In other words, because the pauper himself, he knows what he received from every single one. So he takes ma'aser from every single individual separately. But we don't know which one, so you'd have to take from every single slice and every single crumb of the bread. Now, whereas over tomorrow, McGregor's, but regarding dates and dried figs, koil ha-koil ma'aser, that you can put all together and take a tithe. Amos said, when do we say this? When it's a large gift, because we'll say that since he's giving him a large gift, obviously a very generous person, and then the person's not going to be stingy to also tithe it. So we'll say that most definitely he also tithed it, and therefore, if we're going to go and separate the d'mai, you could do it all together. But regarding if it's a small gift, then ma'asim become matan, then actually you have to go ahead and tithe it from each one individually, because since the person is stingy, he most definitely did not tithe it, and therefore you can't mix it together, because you might be separating from demai on that which is definitively obligated, and therefore you have to tithe each one individually. Halacha tes, shachak, if let's say the pauper grinds up as hapas, the bread, in other words, he received full loaves, which was considered a large gift, and then he grinds up a asal perur, and he mixes in like crumbs, or as a gregris, which he gets the dried figs in a large quantity, vason devela, and he makes it by grinding it so the honey that comes out from them makes the dried figs stick together and makes it into like a cake. Ma'asim echad ala koil. You can take ma'aser from one of them all. In other words, from one of the slices or one of the crumbs from the loaf of bread on them all, because again, since it's a large gift, they were lenient regarding matam nerubah, like we mentioned before, because most definitely that we would say that he also took off the ma'asers, which the whole point of this halacha, the Rambam is only coming to say that a full loaf is considered as a matan meruba. Halacha yud poyel ma'orchem, workers or guests, shem esubim ba'orchem, where they were reclining, they were sitting around, they were eating, v'yisiru prusas, and they left over slices, which that has a halachic status like very little, what's called matan mo'etis. So like we said, when it's a small thing, ma'asim kolachas v'achas, unlike a matan meruba, you have to take tithes from each one individually, from each and every slice separately. That matana is moetes, say that they weren't generous, and therefore they didn't tithe. And therefore, again, each one has its own suffix. You have to tithe each one individually. We have concluded the halachas of tithe with siat nishmaya. And then we continue on to the next halachas in the sefer of Zeroim of the Rambam.